Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm going to bring Ryan back on. Now, Ryan is a member of the Future Innovation Sports Tech Conference and Exhibition that's going to be happening in Toronto. I'm at your website now. I looked it up over the break, and I'm so fascinated, man. So tell me about this thing.
Yeah, so it explores exactly what's that. It's what's the future. And I can give you some examples. I also represent a bunch of startups in sports tech. I'm actually calling you from Poland today, where I run a Polish basketball team that we use as a test case to do proof of concepts before we try to sell it to the NBA.
Love it.
We actually use it as our little guinea pig, test stuff over here, a safe to fail environment. No one's going to care if it fails.
Mm-hmm.
And if it works, then we send it over to the bigger leagues. So I'm actually calling you from Poland today. I did have part of my team was down in Charlotte at that sports tech event. A startup that I work with actually won a competition that was down there. So that company is out of India. I'll tell you what they do. They actually do an overlay on top of the players using facial recognition, and then they overlay AR and VR betting on top of it. So if you're watching the game, imagine you're watching an NFL game, above the player, it can start to show his real-time stats or real-time predictions to bet on. And you can bet if Alshon Jeffrey is going to catch the pass or not by a click of your finger on your phone. And this is all coming live, and we're testing this out right now in this Polish basketball league.
Yeah.
And we're going to be launching it. Actually, the first thing is arena football is going to be going live. And then the next league, which I want to tell you, so you know the American Alliance League that just came out, that spring football league. You know the XFL is coming. Are you familiar with FCFL, fan-controlled football league?
Yeah, I had interviewed some of the guys, the commissioner and some other people with that league.
So Rab, you probably interviewed the CEO. So that is in itself, I know you're laughing about robots playing football, but in essence, you're controlling the game of play. So everyone in the stands is calling the plays. So if it's first and 10, there's 8 plays are on your phone. You're going to pick which play to run. And real time, that quarterback's going to get the message, and he's going to run the play that the majority of people voted for.
Yeah, I love that concept of the league, by the way. Like the idea that fans are going to control every element through voting, what logos look like and players and like who's signed and who's not. I love the concept.
Yeah. But for me, that where it gets crazy is the actual real play. You know, it's one thing to pick teams and logos, and other leagues do that right now. You know, if teams launch, they let their fans vote on the colors and all that stuff.
Yeah, totally.
This is real-time controlling the player. Almost the players really become robots, I mean, in essence.
It's like Madden, but with real people.
It's Madden with real people. And there's that TV show that I know everyone talked about, the Bandersnatch, where you controlled the Netflix.
Yeah, on Netflix. It was interesting.
Exactly. It's exactly like Bandersnatch. Another topic, and I'll just tell you three topics I think are kind of coming. You talked about the jersey. So there's a smart jersey company that came out of Australia. It's called Solos. And that smart jersey acts as your ticket, your wallet, and everything else. So you don't need anything. You walk up to the gates. The gates automatically open because it reads the jersey. There's an RFID tag inside it. And then inside the game, the player whose jersey you're wearing, if he scores, you get a push notification that you get some sort of prize. Maybe it's a free beer. Maybe it's money can't buy experience. You know, you might come down on the field after the game. But it's all different experiences. And it drives more jersey sales, and it drives more people buying the jersey and wearing the jersey to the game.
Yeah.
So that goes live this year in La Liga, in Real Sociedad, in 3 weeks.
Awesome.
In San Sebastian versus Atletico Madrid is the first game in Europe that jersey is going to exist, and it's already been in Australia already at Australia Rules Football.
It's amazing.
So that's kind of a smart jersey. And then the next thing, I kind of talked to you about the gambling, but basically it's live now. There's a company called Swish Analytics. And then this AR/VR company where you're going to be able to bet play-by-play real-time using augmented reality. So imagine a baseball, and you're seeing the strike zone. You're seeing whether it's, you know, there's a couple different areas, and it's giving you all the odds of what the pitcher is going to throw. And it's overlaid with augmented reality on your screen, on your phone. And you'll be able to bet, you know, was it a curveball? Is it a strike? Is it high and outside? And bet on literally pitch by pitch. And that's live right now. I mean, the baseball hasn't implemented, but the technology is there. Swish Analytics has it, Edison has it, and they're putting it in front of baseball and others. Usually it's the tier twos, so the arena football and the FCFL, which tests all these things, and the innovation comes from there.
Yeah.
And then it moves to the bigger leagues.
Yeah, because also, I know one of the other innovations with FCFL was going to be a lot of the camera work. So the idea of going to a stadium to watch a football game is more outdated. And what the concept for the FCFL is it's more of a TV studio. And so it's all about the cameras everywhere, cameras on the players, all that different stuff to really give you that immersive, experimental view. And I think it's amazing. The concepts of that league are incredibly fascinating. And I love seeing all this technology. It's the fan experience has never been better. And knowing that these kinds of things are behind the scenes, it's just so encouraging and exciting as a fan, I got to say.
Yeah, and it's, you know, how does the stadium compete with that stand at home? So the stadium's always innovating. The stadium's always trying to enhance and trying to bring more features and more things into the stadium, because at the end of the day, they want to sell, they still want to keep people in the seats.
Yeah. Can you tell them to lower beer prices? That's a good start.
follow Arthur Blank. I mean, that's what he's done.
Well, right. I know. It's
holds to lower prices.
And didn't they lead the league in sales at the stadium when they did that?
They did. Now, there's a little bit of a misnomer. Only the cheap beer is a lower price. So there is all the boutique beers that are regular prices. But the water is all cheap. It's $3. And the regular beer is cheap. It's $5 beer.
There you go. Now, so, Ryan, I know you're calling me from Poland, and I guess you travel all over the place. Are you a Philly guy? Because I think I just heard you say Wooder.
I'm a Philly guy from Medford, New Jersey. Went to Lafayette College. So, yeah, I'm a Philly guy.
All right.
I'm four for four, and I listen to you guys 24/7.
My man.
Around the world. So no matter where I am, you guys come in. I've been in the Sahara Desert. I've been in Africa on a safari. You know, I still have WIP. I still call it 610. I still have it on my phone.
That still happens a lot.
Guys everywhere. So, yeah, you guys come in worldwide.
That's awesome. So, so knowing about this conference, which is going to be coming up in April, so this is the first conference that you guys are hosting, right?
Yeah, it'll be the very first one. We used to run something called the Sports Analytics World Series, which was more about analytics, and that kind of, I don't want to say copy, but we leveraged the model the MIT Sloan Conference has up in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But we took that around the world. So we launched that in Australia, had it in India and other places. But we just made a switch. We're like, look, analytics is a little too limiting. It's more about innovation.
Yeah.
And it's more about, you know, all the other things I talked about, immersive technologies, drones. You know, we want to talk about more of the future. And we're rebranding it. And it's launching, like as you said, in Toronto. Then we head over to London. We're actually in London during the Red Sox-Yankees game. So the Red Sox are playing the Yankees, and it's also Cricket World Cup. So we're going to have panels with, you know, people on both, you know, some baseball representatives, some cricket representatives, and some soccer representatives. Can't be in the UK and not talk about soccer. But we'll be talking about, you know, what is the future and where is it going and how is esports dovetailing into it, because it's all overlapping.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you alluded to, everyone's watching esports right now, and people are getting paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching, so I would guess you know this, Philly has an Overwatch team. They've got the Fusion.
Yep.
And I was watching a little bit of some Overwatch League the other night, totally.
Yep, absolutely. And the NBA 2K, so my old company, KPMG, we do the scheduling for the NBA. Let me actually just speak out this for a second.
Okay.
So we go through 200 million schedules per minute in the cloud. and these are all the parameters. There's about 1,000 different constraints. So travel, player welfare, ticketing. We segment the league in terms of segment A versus B. So segment A would be down the Sixers. Sixers used to be in segment D. No one would watch them. So
yeah,
depending on all the TV ratings, 200 million schedules per minute in the cloud.
Oh.
Went through 35 trillion with a T, 35 trillion schedules before we landed on the final one. This project just started 3 seasons ago, so right now we're in the season 3 of doing it. Before that, they did it by hand in Excel.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
Hand,
like, all the travel schedules
hand,
and
yeah, doing it by hand in Excel. Well, first of all, you think of there's 82 teams, there's 30 games, and there's 29 stadiums. If you do 82 times 30 times 29, the number's almost infinity. So there's that many combinations out there, and as you said, travel.
And someone's doing it in an Excel sheet.
Correct. They did it for 30 years in Excel.
God.
Yeah. So that was a quantum leap. We've increased it slowly. We haven't made the biggest jump because there's some trade-offs. So there's a trade-off of player welfare versus revenue. And the trade-offs can vary wildly. You know, we're talking about, you know, upwards of $500 million difference between Schedule A versus Schedule B. While player welfare is fantastic, and we need to get that, there's also still a revenue generator portion. So you want to optimize the lead for both. But we eliminated 4 and 5s. So the NBA plays a lot of back-to-back games, and we've been reducing them slowly.
Yeah, but there are, I love there that, no by the way.
Yeah, there are no more four and fives, which is a back-to-back, a day off, and a back-to-back. Those no longer exist.
Mm-hmm.
So we got those out of the schedule. But yeah, so we took that scheduling, and then we applied it around the world. So we took it to cricket, to rugby. I took it to China basketball. So Yao Ming actually runs the China Basketball League.
Oh, no way.
They implemented it there. Yep. Yep, and I'll tell you another little small interesting fact. Actually, it'll be bring it home because of Iverson. We can close off. I know I'm going over my time here. But
Stephon not Marbury, at all. I've enjoyed this. But anyway, okay. Go ahead.
You remember who Stephon Marbury is, right?
Yeah, totally. And he's a legend in China, right?
Yeah, he's not just a legend. He is, if everything plays out right over the next 1 to 2 years, I mean, the economy doesn't crash or Trump doesn't do something stupid with China, he's going to cross over the 1 billion mark. He is going to be a billionaire.
Oh, my God.
And there's only one other billionaire athlete on the planet. That's Michael Jordan. So not LeBron James, not Floyd Mayweather, not Cristiano Ronaldo, not Messi. Of all people, it's Marbury.
Wow.
And it's all because of investments that he's made in China that have spiraled out of control. And you can't Google this. Well, it's kind of known, but a lot of the Chinese stuff is unknown, you know, who else has what. It's not as transparent as it is in the U.S., but I think there's got to be an ESPN 30 for 30. Marbury, billionaire, Iverson, broke. Because those two had parallel careers. And look, I'm saying it loosely. Iverson's not broke.
There's
rumors out there
that
he spent all his money.
That's so crazy.
And no one would have ever guessed that Marbury's a billionaire. They would have thought he was more exiled to China as opposed to, you know, living the dream.
Yeah.
And Marbury actually runs a blockchain company in China that's selling blockchain in sports.
Wow.
So
and that's how the FCFL is a lot of that stuff is based on blockchain.
It's all based on blockchain.
Yeah.
It's all blockchain based. Yep. So that's all stuff we start to cover in this conference and those type of topics.
Oh my God. So all right. So here's the thing. I mean, as soon as you mentioned it, I wanted to go. And now I'm thinking about, is my passport expired? Is it not? If I want to go to this thing, do I have to get tickets? Like, how does that work?
No. A, you have a complimentary ticket. So I'll give you a complimentary ticket, no problem.
Oh, my man.
B, I've been trying to get Spike Eskid and people from WIP to that. We did a conference last year during the Eagles game in London. We were there that Friday. And I tried to get someone to speak about the future of radio because I think radio still has a place. And I listen to it, and I think it's actually more entertaining than watching the talking heads on ESPN. So I wanted to get somebody. We could even put you on a panel. You can talk about your medium. You know, we can talk about radio.
Oh, dude, I would love to do that. Let's make that happen. Yeah. So how about this, Ryan?
I'm all for it.
So I love all this. So what I'll do is I'll put you on hold, and I'll get you in touch with my producer, and whatever you need from me to make this work, so we'll get in touch. We'll make it happen.
Sure. Absolutely. And get John Johnson, too. He does an episode on tech. Every Sunday.
Yeah, he loves all that science stuff. It's great.
Every day I'm walking to the basketball court in Australia where I lived, I'd be listening to him, and he would always be talking about tech stuff.
Yeah, he absolutely loves it. I'll mention it to him. So, hey, Ryan, it's been great.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Appreciate it so much, man. So I'll put you on hold, and we'll figure this thing out.
Sounds good.
All right. Take it easy, man.
Thank you very much for the extra time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So that's Ryan checking in.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.